Good morning, good morning. How are you on another fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We'll be glad, we will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, continually give God that sacrifice, praise. Praise and thank Him. You can tell it's starting to get nice. Well, it's that spring fever is up in the north where we get 2 days that are nice and then it freezes and then we get 2 days of sun and then it freezes. It's brutal. But there's a skunk that got hit today and man, it's just everywhere. I'm trying. My eyes are watering as I sit here to do the teaching, but I'll be gone. I wanted to let everybody know I'm going to be gone all of next week. I'm going to the Dominican to golf. That's right. It's going to be fantastic. So I'll probably be just sending out old teachings. But I was reading this morning, and I wanted to go over this, a couple places that really blessed me. If you go to James, now James is written to the 12 tribes, so it's written to the Jews at the time. But there's a couple parts in here that I really enjoy. If you go to James chapter 4, verse 1, it says, "From whence comes wars and fighting among you? Come they not hence, even of your lust that war in your members? Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts." There's a lot that's going into this, but I just think this is super interesting. We have the carnal nature. There's the carnal nature that walks towards corruption. There's the spiritual nature that walks towards life in all of its manifestations. Once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you're righteous, and God has reconnected you back to Himself. And it's all through the blood of Christ Jesus. The dividing line is whether or not you believe in the name of Jesus Christ. Once you do, it's over. At that point, you have a choice. And this is super interesting to me because it says, "Ye lust and ye have not." And I think about this a lot in my life. Why am I asking for the things that I'm asking for? Like, why is it that I want a wife? Is it for a partner or is it for something else? Why is it that I want the business? Is it for, I have no idea why I wanted that, but you know, like what is the purpose of me asking for certain things? Because of this verse, "Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts," or pleasure, or enjoyment, or sensual pleasures, or plausible sensations. "He that loveth silver shall not be satisfied with silver." The things that you want, you're never going to be satisfied with. But why are you asking? Like, what is the root cause of asking for the thing that you're asking? Verse 4, "Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity," or in direct opposition with God? "Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is an enemy of God. Do you think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy?" You got to choose where you put your mind. You got to choose what you think on. You got to choose what you put your trust in. You got to choose the type of person you want to be in this life. Do you see everything through the prism of this world? Is everything that you ask to consume on things that you're lusting after? It's not that you're going to heaven or hell after this. You're righteous. You're going to heaven. It doesn't matter what you do. But what does matter is where you put your trust. And again, fruit yields that in and of itself. Apples produce apples. It's a law of God. You can't have an orange tree that produces apples. The things that you do, the things that you plant, the things that you water are the things that are going to grow. What are you watering in your life? Are you watering the seed that's in you, the spirit? Are you planting and working on that and harvesting that? Are you going to God? Are you working with God? Are you focused on God? Are you reading His word? What are you choosing to put your trust in? Finally, verse 6, "But he that giveth more grace." Now, again, God gives grace to us. It's not about your acts. That's why if it was about your acts, then it would be a debt. It's not a debt. It's not your works equals. It's of grace are ye saved. It's of grace that once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you're righteous. It's of grace that God gave us the gifts of the Spirit. It's of grace. All this stuff is of grace. but he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. That's close. Cleanse your hearts, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. You gotta focus on the giver, God. The closer you get to God, the more the adversary will resist you. He can't touch you. You have God, you have Jesus Christ that sits on the right hand of God, the head of the body. Everything is there to protect you. It's where you focus. Where are you focused? You got to decide what type of life you want to have. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray, it's always to God, never to Jesus Christ. Christ told the apostles to stop asking him to ask God. You ask God in the name of Jesus Christ. It's through him that the prayers are answered. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a great day. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow. I will be coming home. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today and for the great blessings of today. I thank you for knowing that I have what I need today and not thinking about the future and trying to stay focused on today. I thank you that you told us to do that. And I thank you that I've read it and that you continually show and shine that light on that verse, Father. I thank you for the comfort that we have, for the things that we have. I thank you for the grace that you've given to us, for your son, that he chose what he chose in order that we can live this way, and the liberty that you gave to us through him. And I just thank you for your believers, that you take care of them, that you bless them. I pray for this country, that you clean it up. And I just continually ask you for great blessings and that the business always is growing. And I lift all that up to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.